Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want your holiday get-together to look just like those perfect Hallmark Channel movies, but let's be real, sometimes things happen and you fail. Matter of fact, it's been a disaster at Thanksgiving sometimes, right? It's happened in your life. You baked a turkey with the gizzard innards still in the wrapping with the heart and the liver, and you're like, oh, I forgot to take that out.
Oh, you forgot to put the rolls in. The rolls are still frozen. We forgot to put them in.
What? Are you kidding me? That's not the worst of it. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We always seem to burn the rolls every year, no matter whose house we're at. I think it's Jess and I.
Don't you guys use a timer?
For some reason, they burn anyway. The bottoms burn. So we have to, like, chop off the bottoms.
Well, it's to the point now with my mother-in-law. She will write a list out of everything that she's making for Thanksgiving so nothing gets forgotten. I can't tell you how many times we're sitting down halfway done with Thanksgiving. I forgot the Jell-O fluff. It's in the refrigerator.
Oh, you can't have Thanksgiving without the Jell-O fluff.
So you have to, like, write down what it all is. And since they have an in-law suite for Eric's grandma... They built onto the house. They'll do double baking in Tootie's kitchen and in my mother-in-law's kitchen. It is. It's great. It's clutch. I remember having my duplex. It was awesome because my mom was upstairs. And so when we were in Bayview, we could, like, cook everywhere.
Ooh, nice.
But so you have to have the lists out or things get forgotten about.
They do. What is your Thanksgiving fail?
We have one.
1 year, my wife, Jess, was hosting just her family, and she baked the bird upside down. So she had the breast side down instead of the breast side up. She's like, I don't know. I couldn't tell. I don't know. She put it in the oven. It was fine, but it just wasn't the same, you know, because the breast is supposed to be up and you get that nice brown glazing over the top. And I'm like, this bird looks like it doesn't. Oh, it's weird because the back is here and now you got the where you're supposed to. You got it flipped over, babe. But it's still cooked. But it was like, no, it's not going to turn up now.
You're being polite. Was it? Just like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where all of a sudden,
no, you know what?
It just collapsed.
That's the thing. It wasn't dry. I think all those juices kind of fell to the bottom. She's like, I think I'm doing this every year.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, we had a fail. I showed up to my sister Natalie's house a couple years ago, and, you know, I don't have one of those fancy carrying containers for hot casserole dishes. I just go old school and wrap it in a towel and put it like in a cardboard box and so it doesn't burn the car.
Okay.
No, now I have oven gloves. We use the oven gloves a lot. But I, you know, people, you can buy that type of thing where it can go in a travel case where
sure.
It's warm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to keep it warm because I make it and I drive the 20 minutes to my sister's house. And so I had it wrapped up in the towel and we set it down on the counter and things are cooking and someone sitting there going,
Uh-oh.
Something's burning.
Oh, no.
And they're back in the kitchen. I'm like, no. It's just the sweet potatoes were warmed up. No, something's seriously burning. Well, we open up the oven. The rolls were in there at the time. Everything's fine. Something's burning. All of a sudden, smoke detector goes off.
Suddenly?
There is actual smoke.
What?
Here's what had happened. My sister's stove, she has one of those flat service stove tops that she had used, so one of those burners was warm.
No.
And when I opened up the sweet potato casserole, I laid the towel over one of the burners. So the towel had caught mildly on fire. So that's the story everybody talks about. You know, we took a picture. Okay, I had the towel on there. We burned it. We almost burned off the
house. Is there any towels on here? Elizabeth, bring another towel.
But everything was fine. But I just remember getting real protective of my sweet potato casserole.
Like that.
Quit talking about it, guys. It's not burning.
Come
it's
on
fine.
Now. It's mine. 414-432-1099. Nikki in West Dallas has had a Thanksgiving fail. You got Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Nikki, what was it for you?
Okay, we were following a Gordon Ramsay very delicious turkey recipe that my mother-in-law had found on the internet.
Right then, all right.
All right, and she had forgotten that Gordon Ramsay is actually British and set the stove following the directions for Celsius and not Fahrenheit.
Amazing.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
So what happened?
Thankfully, I was a good daughter-in-law and was rechecking the recipe to make sure we didn't miss anything, and I caught it. And we had a couple hours to heat it, you know, hike it up and follow the Fahrenheit. And I pulled out the Celsius converter, you know, Celsius to Fahrenheit converter. And everything ended up being okay, but we almost had a raw turkey.
Oh, this turkey is terrible.
And you know what? I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because there's a family friend, Riley, who's off in college now, and she's learning how to cook. And so when we get together, we'll kind of cook and make some things, because she's just starting to learn that. I literally told her, as long as you can read and follow a recipe exactly how it is, you'll be fine with cooking. Yeah. Now I need to tell her, check and see where the recipe is from.
Triple check.
Because she'll pull a Ron Burgundy and take it all very literal. Like, well, that's what the recipe says. That's what I did.
Nikki, thanks so much for that story. We're going to look out for that.
You're so welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Bye-bye.